9 FM W260 CMB Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rescue operations are suspended for the night in Baltimore Harbor, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. Six people remain missing and presumed dead. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports on what led to the cargo ship hitting it.
Michael Kacharski is a former NTSB senior marine investigator.
Losing power as you're approaching a bridge would be just about the worst case scenario.
Loaded down with heavy containers, the captain tried to quickly slow down the more than 900-foot-long cargo ship by dropping its port anchor. Dark smoke could be seen billowing from its stacks, likely the backup generator coming online. But the ship never regained engine power.
Democrats in Alabama have flipped a Republican seat in the State House of Representatives. Marilyn Land stressed reproductive rights for today's special election, as CBS campaign recorder Shauna Mazel tells us.
Land was able to flip this seat. She really campaigned on reproductive rights being a huge part of her platform. There's an abortion ban in place in the state of Alabama that has come post the Supreme Court Dobbs decision. But we really saw the reproductive rights conversation get animated in Alabama with that IVF decision.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court heard arguments today over the abortion pill mifepristone. CBS legal analyst Lori Levinson explains the potential impact.
Now, this case won't resolve all the issues left open by the Dobbs decision and whether women can get abortions and whether states can ban abortions, but it will ensure that this medication that is in wide use, not just in the United States, but across the world, will remain on the market in the way that the FDA has authorized.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced California lawyer Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential running mate in his independent campaign for president. CBS's Kate Nielsen tells us about her.
The crowd roared as Shanahan took the stage. She's a newcomer to politics, but comes with deep pockets. She was raised in Oakland by a single mother who immigrated to the area from China.
This city will always have a special place in my heart.
Shanahan attended Santa Clara Law School and was a fellow at Stanford University. She also founded a tech company for intellectual property legal analytics, which she later sold. Shanahan married Google co-founder Sergey Brin, but they divorced in 2002 amid rumors she had an affair with Elon Musk.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer says searches of the rapper's Los Angeles and Miami properties by federal authorities in a sex trafficking investigation were a gross use of military-level force. The lawyer says that Combs is innocent. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose their leadoff batter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Garrett Mitchell was expected to be the Brewers' leadoff hitter for Thursday's opening day in New York against the Mets, but after an MRI, it was discovered the 25-year-old center fielder suffered a fracture in his left hand. He's expected to go on the injured list and be out the first 4 to 8 weeks of the season. Mitchell hurt the hand during batting practice over the weekend. He missed most of last season with a shoulder injury. NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's glad running back A.J. Dillon agreed to re-sign signed with the team because there was no way they could have hung on to both Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones.
To get AJ back, it was that was a kind of a nice surprise. But I think that, you know, the free agent running back class was very, you know, it was very strong. There's a bunch of experienced runners out there.
And the Packers signed a veteran kicker, Greg Olsen, a free agent after 3 years with the Vikings. He'll compete with Anders Carlson, who struggled in his rookie season in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and that gusty west wind. By morning, we should see temperatures in the upper 20s. Sunshine, though, returning for Wednesday. Highs near the 40-degree mark, mid-40s on Thursday and also Friday. It's 33 at our studios.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome former Marquette guard and Dwayne Wade backcourt mate Todd Townsend. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And apparently because of this power failure we had on Friday, we're having some internet and connectivity issues right now that we're trying to work through. And, unfortunately, our engineer is out of town. So we're trying to do it ourselves. We were trying to get Alex on the phone this morning. And, in fact, our phones have croaked as well. So, who basically own the Republican Party. It used to be called the old Koch Network because Charles Koch was and David were kind of at the center of it. There are now many other billionaires who have gotten in on this, but it includes, you know, the right-wing think tanks and things like that. And they're looking for the bodies. So into this steps Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace to say that essentially to suggest or imply that this is all the fault of Joe Biden's Infrastructure Act. Oh, God, where do these people come from? Anyway, oh, boy, they're going to pass new legislation to get more money out of the billionaires. They're going to raise their taxes, you know, because they're going to have to replace this bridge. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, back to Donald Trump. April 15th, his first criminal trial. So far, every trial that he has faced, the E. Jean Carroll rape accusations where he lost, the defrauding thousands of young people who wanted to go to Trump University and learn how to be a real estate mogul, where he lost. He paid $25 million. He's having to pay E. Jean Carroll $80-some-odd million. It's on appeal, but he actually paid the $25 million in the Trump University case. His defrauding banks, insurance companies, and the tax, the citizens of New York City and New York State, that, you know, that led to the $545 million judgment. That was a civil case. So there's no possibility of going to jail in these civil cases. He does have several cases that have prison as a possible consequence. There's the one that Fannie Willis is pursuing down in Georgia, and I've got a breaking story on that one that I'm going to be getting to in a few minutes. There is this case. There's a couple of possibilities of Trump actually ending up going to prison here. And this, you know, was always thought as like, yeah, it's not a big deal. You know, he paid off a porn star to have sex with her. You know, do we really get all upset about, you know, rich men paying women for sex? Really? Come on. It's not that big a deal. But it turns out that, he didn't do it. He didn't pay them off for the sex. He paid them off for their silence. And that's a whole different thing, because that's election interference. Because, as I mentioned in the last hour, you can grab them by the you-know-what, the when you're a star, they let you do it. That whole rant, that tape had become public, about 4 weeks before the election, 3-4 weeks before the election? And then just a week later, Trump is paying off Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, because when that tape came out, that was when Stormy Daniels went, huh? Maybe I should say something about this guy. So this is election interference, and election interference is a much more serious felony crime than tax evasion or, rigging your books in your company. And by the way, that was one of the charges against Michael Cohen. He got 3 years at Rikers Island for this, for the crimes that Donald Trump committed. So anyhow, they came before Judge Juan Merchan yesterday, and Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, was arguing that the case should be set aside altogether, or at the very least postponed, because all of this evidence was came in from the Southern District, and it turns out that it was only a couple hundred documents. It wasn't the tens of thousands that were relevant to this case. They did have to go through all of them to figure out which were relevant, but they've done that, and it's down to, they've figured it out. So the judge is like, there's nothing more to hold this up. And when Todd Blanche kept insisting that there was stuff to hold it up, finally the judge said, because what Blanche was saying was that the prosecution against Donald Trump had withheld evidence, right? And there's no evidence of that. There's evidence that the Southern District of New York might have withheld evidence, but who knows? I mean, they're claiming that they didn't do it intentionally. So anyhow, the judge turns to Trump's lawyer and he says, you're literally accusing the Manhattan DA's office and the people assigned to this case of engaging in prosecutorial misconduct and of trying to make me complicit in it. And you don't have a single citation to support that position. So, they pissed off the judge is the bottom line, which is not a good idea. I mean, they pissed off Judge Engoron, and he hit him with a $540 million lawsuit. They pissed off the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case, or at least the jury made the judge look bad. And so, I think we're in one of those, this is really interesting kind of territory. Moments right now, so stay tuned on this. I'll keep you up to date on what's going on here. But Trump's worst nightmare is about to begin. Now here's where it gets really strange. I said I was going to give you breaking news on the Fannie Willis case, and by the way, they're still looking for 6 people in that Maryland bridge collapse. Judge Scott McAfee ordered that in this case, let me back up a little bit and give you the backstory here. A couple of months ago, two of the defendants, Kenneth Chesbrough and Sidney Powell, co-defendants in this case, argued before Judge McAfee that all they engaged in was First Amendment free speech. That when they said that the election was rigged, when they said that there's no problem, when they said that, or whether there were huge problems, when they tried to make these claims and these assertions, the bottom line was that, it was just free speech, which is protected by the U.S. Constitution, that they weren't engaging in criminal conduct. So the judge said, okay, fine, you can appeal that. And they did. And their appeal got slapped down by Judge McAfee himself. He listened to their arguments and said, no,
This is not, you know, protected for free speech. So now, at the last minute, Donald Trump has made the same claim. He's saying, you know, when I said I'm just looking for 11,400 and whatever it was, you know, 87 votes, that he was merely engaging in First Amendment protected free speech. That this was not a case or an example of him actually trying to steal an election. And so Judge McAfee said, okay, cool, you can appeal this. So day after tomorrow, on Thursday, another judge, his name is Sadow, I believe. Oh, no, that's the attorney, Stephen Sadow. I'm not sure that I have the name of the judge. And maybe before McAfee, actually, from, you know, closely reading this article. Anyhow, he's going to entertain an argument that on Thursday that the case should be dismissed against Trump because it's just First Amendment protected free speech. Now, whether that is going to fly, you know, is a good question. He's already turned it down in two other cases. But Trump's lawyer, Stephen Sadow, says that the prosecution of President Trump is premised on content-based core political speech and expressive conduct protected by the First Amendment. And he says the remedy for false speech is speech that is true, not a state racketeering prosecution against the former president of the United States. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If Donald Trump is going to make this claim that this is just protected free speech, see, the premise here is that under the First Amendment, under your right to free speech, you have a legally protected right to lie. Unless you're under oath or speaking to the FBI. Now, if you have a legally protected right to lie, and Donald Trump was saying, hey, the election was stolen, and he was lying, that's protected by the free speech. So in order to make an argument that I was only engaging, for Donald Trump to make an argument that he was only engaging in First Amendment protected free speech, he's also going to have to confess that he was lying about having won the election, that he was lying about election irregularity. So I'm thinking that Thursday could be real interesting in ways that we don't expect. And I encourage you to pay attention to this when it happens. I'm guessing that this will be another one of these, you know, televised things, because it's going to be in this Georgia courtroom where there are cameras. And I believe I've read a couple stories on this, and one implies that there's a third or a second judge that's going to be involved. Another implies it's going to be McAfee, and I've not seen a definitive. I'm guessing it's going to be McAfee. But in any case, it's going to happen Thursday. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day. And now I think we have our phones. We're going to find out in just a minute. 17 minutes past the hour. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, letting you sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Makes better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. And welcome back. It's 23 minutes past the hour. And, back to the news of the day, and I will be getting to your calls in just a moment. And thank God our phones are working now. It's just FYI. So, if you want to get in the queue, feel free. There's a lot to talk about because I didn't have phones yesterday. And, anyhow, here we are. And thanks again to Chase for showing up and making our studio work. This headline by Jeff Singer over at Daily Kos Elections is really concerning. Trump targets Florida Republican who didn't endorse him fast enough. Do you recall this ever happening? Laurel Lee is a freshman congresswoman from Florida. She's a Republican. And there's, you know, they're having a primary on August 20th in Florida. It's a pretty late primary, isn't it? And she had, oh, wait a minute, I must be wrong about that. Oh, no, that would be the... That would be the primary for not the presidential primary. Well, apparently that's going to be the whole primary. Okay, so here's what happened. Lee was appointed by Ron DeSantis to be the Secretary of State in 2019. Laura Lee. She leveraged that into running for Congress and won. So she's in Congress. Now, she had a big debt to Ron DeSantis, right? He made her Secretary of State. And that then, you know, led her into the House of Representatives. So she endorsed Ron DeSantis in the Republican primary. Now, DeSantis dropped out a couple weeks ago. And literally the day he dropped out, she endorsed Donald Trump. But apparently, excuse me, it was the day after he dropped out that she endorsed Donald Trump. And apparently, you know, 24 hours was not fast enough for her to do the old lick spittle routine, the you know, sir, yes, sir, you know, may I have another, sir? And it wasn't fast enough for Donald Trump. And so he is now telling his MAGA followers that, there's a wackadoodle MAGA Republican on the primary for August 19th. He's telling them to kick her out of Congress and put in the MAGA guy, which, by the way, might open an opportunity for a Democrat. Because, you know, the MAGA guys are not doing well, by and large. So this is the 15th district. Trump carried it by a 51-48 margin, 3 points in the last election. And that was before the Dobbs decision. That was before we saw, you know, before the women of America got enraged. So I think this is another one of these, you know, I was telling you about the one in Alabama. I think this is going to be really interesting. But I also don't recall either party, a candidate for either party, ever saying, well, somebody who endorsed my opponent and then endorsed me, I'm going to turn on. This is something that authoritarians do. This is the kind of thing Putin would do. This is the kind of thing Orban would do. This is the kind of thing that you'd see, you know, Mussolini or Hitler doing. You know, yeah, there's a whiff of disloyalty. Off with their heads, right? Once again, Donald Trump proving to America that he's not a politician. He's an authoritarian. He wants to be a dictator on day one. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
2 days worth of stuff to talk about. We'll pick it all up in just a moment. Just a few minutes.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Searching for victims of the Key Bridge collapse has ended for the night in Baltimore Harbor, as we hear from Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath.
We do not want to injure any of these first responders in this recovery effort. We absolutely want to be as safe as possible for everyone involved in this.
Democrats flipped the Republican seat in today's special election for the Alabama State House of Representatives, with reproductive rights a major issue.
And so this could possibly be an indicator on whether or not voters are still turning out and supporting candidates who really champion these issues.
CBS campaign reporter Shauna Mizell. The Supreme Court today hearing arguments over how the abortion pill mifepristone is prescribed. Pro-life lawyer Aaron Hawley said the FDA failed to keep women safe.
It's particularly appalling. It's the FDA based its 2021 decision to remove that in-person visit on studies it acknowledged were, quote, not adequate.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a four-point edge. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. 501c4 nonprofits are driving record spending by anonymous political donors across the country. That's according to a new study by the group Open Secrets.
When you have dark money groups fueling this spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have in getting a specific candidate elected, a ballot measure passed.
Study author Anna Masolia says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and that gusty west wind. By morning, we should see temperatures in the upper 20s. Sunshine, though, returning for Wednesday. Highs near the 40-degree mark, mid-40s on Thursday and also Friday. It's 33 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go, go.
Is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs. And you should, too. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the first five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls today. Linwood in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hey, Linwood, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Brother Tom. Good to see you. Brother. Now, I was telling the screen caller this afternoon when I was holding, I was in a conversation with some suspected white supremacists in a small rural town called Orange, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them, I said, you know what? We have to say F America until we get it right. Because you can't keep selling the people change we can believe in if there's no change. You cannot be American and say, make America great again when you haven't even shown the greatness of America, let alone produced it. So you're mainly trying to just give me cocaine to sniff up my nose and tell how great America is, while I can ignore the atrocities that the usual suspects produce in this country. Right. We know who they are.
Sure, on an ongoing basis.
On an ongoing basis, yes. So we're in this dilemma of patriotism and patriotism, not action. And the rest of my first told me, don't come back here after I said F America. I said, oh, really? Well, you're being F'd every day when you look at our clothes, where they made, well, that's been going on for years, so that's okay to you. So you want to say you're happy to be an American, but you don't mind American things, American money, American nothing gets treated like trash. But yeah. You just love the patriotism.
Yeah.
And see, I called to make this point. What the Republicans have done a great job with is primarily selling white people and a significant number of non-white people the cocaine, the methamphetamine of American patriotism.
Right. They've sold brand rather than substance. They've sold sizzle rather than steak.
Yes. And they are hooked on the substance. They're hooked on the symbolicism.
That's right.
And not the substance. And as long as the brand sells, that's what they're proud of.
Yep.
And I will say this before I leave your lines. I think the Democratic Party, we have to stop always catering to the Republican Party,
yeah,
or trying to be AKA fair and balanced to them.
Yeah.
These people are not, they would rather burn the country down to sustain the brand. They don't want the substance. They just want to sell the brand.
Yep.
And if the brand goes in contrast to the substance, then we have to discredit the substance over the brand.
Yeah, no, I think your analysis is brilliant, and I agree. And this is something that the GOP got really, really good at, starting with Nixon, with his, his reaching out to the silent majority and his war on drugs and all of his rhetoric that was his Southern strategy that was all basically dog whistle stuff to white racists
So the business. So basically, what's going on now today in the GOP and in the United States is that the people don't really want change; they just want to feel happy. If President Trump gets elected, God forbid it, they will be happy. Immigration, they won't talk about it no more.
Yeah,
even though it'll still be going on.
Yeah.
This just like so-called crime. Yeah. So-called crime. That will still be going on, but it won't be They won't do anything with it.
Yep.
They just want the issue.
No, you're absolutely right, Linwood. And this is why, you know, the minute that Joe Biden comes into office, they all start screaming about the southern border and saying, it's wide open. And, you know, I've published pieces with hot links to 100 different Republicans saying this. And all they're doing is encouraging people from south of the border to come here, you know, thinking that Biden came in and officially opened the border when, you know, nothing like that.
And they mainly are cutting deals behind the scenes with the same corporations. Just what happened in Florida.
Yep. Yep. They're using that himself. Label. You're absolutely right. Linwood, I got to move along, but your point was so well made. Thank you so much for it. I truly appreciate it. Thank you. Jim in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I just want to bring up about the reason why I think Hillary Clinton lost her election. It was based mainly on rural votes that Donald Trump got. If you look in the areas like rural America and the urban area, you got a lot of welfare in these areas. And I think the people around welfare voted and supported Donald Trump. And I just don't understand why in these rural areas, small towns, they supported Donald Trump, where we got between 50 and 60 million people in this country that are on welfare.
Right.
Donald Trump told when he was running against Secretary Clinton that he was going to bring jobs back to America and it was going to say made in America. And at his rallies, there'd be 35,000-40,000 people at his rallies when he was running against Secretary Clinton. He had 4 years to bring jobs back to America, bring some of these jobs back to urban area and rural area. And Donald Trump failed to do this, Tom. And I just think that we should let the people of America know this about Donald Trump, especially President Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden with an infrastructure is a tremendous way of going to bring jobs back to America. I think it's like $4 or $5 trillion infrastructure bill that he got passed on a bipartisan vote, by the way, with some Republicans voting along this infrastructure bill.
Yeah, it ended up
going to go a long way in bringing jobs back to America.
Start out of five, yeah, yeah. No, excellent point, Jim, and one that's worth making, and I'm guessing is going to be at the core of the Biden campaign as it, you know, as we start seeing it fleshed out as we head toward Labor Day. It's Labor Day, right? At the end of the summer? Memorial Day. Thank you. I mix up my holidays all the time. I'm sorry. But yeah, you get my point. You know, when the actual election season gets kicked off in the first week of September, I think we've got a really strong position because you're absolutely right. Jim, thank you. Anthony in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I called because I was wondering what your opinion is. What kind of people do you think we have working on these airplanes here? Because there's been many cases where I've seen videos where things were not screwed on the right way, right. And you have all these problems. And I understand you're a pilot and you know about this stuff.
I am.
And I was wondering what your opinion is.
Yeah, I'm not a commercial pilot. I'm a private pilot. But yes, I know how to fly airplanes have done so for years. If you look at the history of Boeing, what you see is that Boeing was always a company that was run by the engineers, and pilots. And some years ago, and I'm sorry, I don't recall how many years ago, but some years ago, Boeing made a change. The company decided that they would bring in a bean counter and that they would start focusing on their stock price rather than focusing on the safety of the equipment that they're producing. And they started outsourcing an awful lot of their manufacturing, you know, the parts that they're using in their airplanes that they were building themselves prior to this, or they were buying from local contractors. They started outsourcing it to China, to the lowest bidder, basically. And the result of that has been a whole series of major safety problems at Boeing. It started with the MAX debacle, you know, this whole software mess. And, just even designing the MAX planes, the 737s, instead of redesigning the plane from the ground up, which is what they should have done when you're going to roll out a new airplane, because they wanted to put much larger engines on them so that they could extend the fuselage and increase the lift capacity and the range of these things. Instead of redesigning the airplane, it was a whole lot cheaper just to put a bigger engine on. The problem is the bigger engine's way more, which changes the dynamic balance of the plane. It tips the plane forward. And so they had to change the software so that the plane, while it's flying, is constantly fighting its urge to dive to the ground. I mean, it's just weird stuff, right? But they did it to save money. So that they, again, so that the executives could take million-dollar paychecks and so that the investors could make billions of dollars in profits. Well, the good news is that the CEO of Boeing is resigning at the end of the year, and that the guy who's in charge of the commercial plane division is resigning right away. And the chairman of the board is not going to be running for re-election. So I think we can probably within the year or within a year say that once again we have some faith in Boeing. But right at the moment, I think it's still I know there are people who won't fly Boeing planes. You know, Drudge did a story day before yesterday about all these people who are calling airlines and saying, "Put me on an Airbus, but I don't want to be on a Boeing." You know, I'm not worried about flying on Boeing aircraft, frankly. If the pilot's willing to do it, I'm willing to go along. I think that it's going to be a lot safer. Aviation is going to be a lot safer in America as a result of this. We'll be right back. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear? A beloved Racine tradition is celebrating 50 years and will be bigger and better than ever in 2024. It's Salmon-O-Rama. The annual July event is moving back to the festival hall grounds for this year's special occasion. Organizers say there will be unique festivities to commemorate the anniversary of Salmon-O-Rama, including fireworks, music, food with a focus on Wisconsin traditions like cheese curds, and with more event space, additional activities and attractions throughout the 10-day celebration. This is also a big part of the city's goal to attract more people and activities to downtown Racine. Save the dates, July 12th through the 21st. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth sleep products into your sleep care routine will enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. Make better sleep health a priority this year. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, y'all, maybe if I win the $1 billion tonight, I can afford a Supreme Court justice or two.
you're in on the lottery. Is that the deal?
Yeah, gotta be.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But I called because this, with Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, you know, backing up Trump, and thank you, John Stewart, for exposing this.
You're going to have to remind me, David, who Kevin O'Leary is. I'm sorry, I recognize the name sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
Okay. Sorry. Kevin O'Leary is better known as Mr. Wonderful as part of the Shark Tank, originally Dragon's Den.
Oh, this is the billionaires who sit around and decide if they're going to fund somebody's little company.
Which is cute up to a point, but he's problematic, so much for his Norwegian education. 2019, just as I was accepted to a Master of Finance program, he was down here in Miami Beach, the Jackie Gleason Theater, asking couples to put up $1,000 into his land deal as a syndicate. And of course, you know, even I could tell that we were heading towards a problem, even without COVID. Mm-hmm. We were heading for a real estate crash. So I feel sorry for my would-be schoolmate studying real estate. But so his wisdom and defending Trump, no, I'm sorry. As someone who should be on food stamps and should be on Medicaid, but I can't without risking going to jail as a welfare queen, you know, I have no sympathy for Trump or Kevin O'Leary's dwindling reputation. He wants to be Mark Cuban, but never will be.
Yep. I get it. Louise has watched that show a number of times. I know she likes it, but I've never watched. I sort of half watched one episode once because it was on TV when I came home. But I get it.
That's a problematic show because too often the winners have a sugar daddy somewhere that actually made the company happen.
Yeah.
But that always gets lost in the shuffle. And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah, and that's so often the case. David, thank you for the call. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. my concern is with the Supreme Court, how they are making terrible rulings cozying up to Trump. For example, the Colorado ruling pertaining to Trump being on the ballot, and the Supreme Court decided to rule against the autonomy of the states in deciding who they can have on their ballot. not only did they rule that the states have no autonomy anymore, but they essentially amended the Constitution without Congress.
That's correct. Essentially what they said was the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment only applies to state-level candidates. It doesn't apply to federal-level candidates, or at least to the presidential candidates, which is just complete BS.
Yes, absolutely. And also, look what they're signaling. Also, they took the case of complete immunity from Trump. They shouldn't even take or consider taking that case. Instead, they decided to take the case and probably will not make any decision, if any, until after the election. Okay. They're causing it in, they're making it very easy for Trump to be elected again, or elected, or to cheat himself again into office. And that is what my concern is. I think this Supreme Court is definitely going to, if a case of elections goes to the Supreme Court, they're going to put Trump in office. I have no doubt on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did it in 2000, you know? I mean,
It's going to be another Bush v. Gore.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all, Alfredo, and that's why we need to have just an absolutely overwhelming victory. Alfredo, thank you for your comments.
Yeah,
they're always valued here. Thank you. Ardeen in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Ardeen, what's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, actually.
Sure.
I'm going to get the TV turned down.
Thank you.
I was going to mention, as far as all the talk that's going on now with social media, everybody's like comparing us. Well, they're going with the gas prices and all that, yada, yada, for the year November 2020. Like, were you happy like 4 years ago? 4 years ago, we were in a pandemic, big-time pandemic.
Yep.
And I just got done reading a while back, Bob Woodward's, one of his books, about Trump. And he was talking with Trump, and he told Trump one time in the book an interview, the tapes that he does, and he said, you know, you are a wartime president. He was addressing it to Trump. You are a wartime president. The COVID-19 is your war.
Yeah.
He denied it. He denied it. It's like, no.
He retreated from that war.
It's like,
he rolled over.
I know. How many deaths did we have in 2020? In November 2020, I looked it up, over 200,000 deaths year.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, the one thing he could have done, and I'd vote for him in a heartbeat, and I've never liked the guy, but if he was able to save the people and not be so flippant with the deaths and worrying about his polling numbers, that they were taking his polling numbers down, if he would have been honestly concerned and empathy, you know, for the people, I would have, you know, he'd have my vote in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because he did what was to be done.
I get it. Ardeen, thank you for the call. Yeah, Donald Trump really blew it big time on the pandemic. And he did it because on April 7th, the New York Times said that black people were more likely to die of COVID than white people. And that was the day that the entire Trump administration decided no more lockdown, no more masks, we're going back to work.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News talk and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
everybody. Todd Allball, Wednesday, noon to 2. It is Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.